brothers and sisters. In our gospel today, we hear that the Pharisees and the Herodians attempted to trap Jesus. The Pharisees and the Herodians represent the religious and the secular powers. The Pharisees were, of course, the religious leaders concerned with the covenant between God and his people. The Herodians, according to many scholars, were a type of political party, loyal to the rule and to the reign and agenda of Herod I. The gospel informs us that both the Pharisees and the Herodians viewed Jesus as a threat. And while these two parties usually kept each other at arm's distance, in this instance, they collaborate in order to entrap Jesus, whom they feared. Now, on the surface, their plan seems rather brilliant. They plot to put Jesus in a situation where he'll be forced to either show contempt for the civil law, in which case he would be open to civil penalties, or to show contempt for the Jewish law, in which case he'd be subject to religious penalties. Either way, it seems that they have what they want. If one group isn't going to be able to capture him, the other certainly will. So they pose the question to him about the taxes. Should or should not the civil taxes be paid? And with a simple question, they believe that they have finally trapped Jesus. Jesus, of course, is able to elude their trap. He points out their hypocrisy in asking the question. And then he asks to look at the coin used to pay the tax. He poses the question, whose image and inscription is on this coin? Of course, it was the image of the emperor, Caesar Tiberius. Jesus delivers that famous line, "Repay to Caesar what belongs to Caesar, and to God what belongs to God." Now, this phrase is not simply a clever way of answering an impossible question. Jesus is actually making quite a profound statement. The coins are returned to Caesar because they have Caesar's image and inscription on them. But Jesus also instructs us to render to God that which belongs to God. So we have to ask ourselves, what is it that belongs to God? What is it that bears God's image? The answer is we. We bear God's image. The book of Genesis tells us that we are made in the image and likeness of God. Well, if this is true, and it is, then what Jesus is telling us is that our money may not be needed to be given to God. Perhaps that needs to be given to Caesar. But our lives need to be rendered to God. When we hear Jesus say, "Repay to Caesar what belongs to Caesar, and to God what belongs to God," what we need to do is to avoid entering into a dualistic mindset. Jesus is not creating a division between material things and spiritual things. You know, we're mistaken if we interpret Jesus' words to mean that we pay monetary taxes to the IRS and we pay God by showing up at Mass. See, that's not the case at all. God isn't asking us to simply offer him praise. God is asking us to repay him with the coins that bear his image. God is asking us to repay him with the entirety of our being. Everything about our lives as human beings needs to be oriented towards God, for we bear his image, and therefore we belong to him. I think it's fitting that we hear this reading during the month of October. October, after all, is Respect Life Month. It's a month in which we particularly focus on the fact that every human life, from the moment of conception to the moment of death, bears the image of God and belongs to him. This is something that's often overlooked by us human beings. We often claim authority over human life. And in doing so, we steal what belongs to God. And this is true not only in instances where we claim supreme authority by taking a life, be it through abortion or war or the death penalty or euthanasia. It's also true in instances where we claim to have ownership over any human life, including our own. In the 1980s, Billy Joel had a hit song entitled My Life. The refrain from that song has a line that says, "I don't care what you say anymore, this is my life. Go ahead with your own life, leave me alone." While many of us may feel this way at times, the reality is that none of us can claim ownership of our own life. Billy Joel is wrong. Our lives and the lives of every human being belong to God, and we need to treat them as such. You know, last week I was grateful for the youth from our parish, the six youth, two of whom are here right now today participating at Mass, who led us in a rosary and a holy hour for life. The fact that they took the initiative and asked if they could lead the rosary during October is a real testament to their faith, as well as to the faith of our parishes in which they were raised. And it was an awesome experience, and some of you have emailed me telling me as much. The youth were able to lead our parish, and there were many people who showed up to come and to pray with them for a greater respect for human life. And they celebrated in the presence of our Lord, who was placed on this altar for adoration. And they used the sacrament of penance, which is why we started Mass late last week. While many parishes celebrate Respect Life Month simply by throwing an intercession into the prayers at Mass, our youth did something more. They led us in prayer, and they raised over $200 for Birthright. And similarly, the youth at St. John in Newark Valley every year participate in a spiritual adoption. They adopt two babies who are in danger of being aborted and pray for them at each of their gatherings. And then once a month, they lead a rosary asking the Lord to protect those babies. I think the youth in our parish are doing a wonderful job at witnessing to the faith. And they're also challenging all of us in this parish, myself included, to do more in our efforts to stand up for life. The fact that our youth are asking us to do more for life is truly a blessing for all of us. We all need to be challenged. We need to be held accountable for how we are repaying to God that which belongs to God. You know, individually, we can ask ourselves, am I paying to God what belongs to Him? Is my life truly focused on serving Him? Or have I become distracted by other less important goals? Repaying God entails spiritual works, such as prayer. But we also need to be good stewards of the gifts that God has given to us. Our gifts are given to us so that we can glorify God. A couple of weeks ago at St. Margaret Mary, our morning Mass group challenged me. They asked me to use one of my homilies to talk about some of the fiscal issues that we face in our parish. So I'm proud to say, challenge accepted. Friends, many of you know that our parishes are not in great shape financially. Our business manager referenced this in a bulletin article a couple weeks ago. We have several big maintenance projects that are adding to our financial woes, including repaving parking lots, fixing roofs on multiple buildings, including St. Margaret Mary, which is being done this week, thanks be to God, because on, was it Wednesday or Thursday morning, I think I walked into a big giant puddle just in the church floor. And this morning I saw that we're leaking in our office at St. Margaret Mary. So we have those types of expenses. And these projects all cost money, as does the day-to-day operation of our parish. And even excluding these major projects, we're running in the red. And we have been for some time. We're in need of greater financial support. If you haven't thought about your giving to the parish recently, I'd encourage you to do so in the near future. You know, even a small increase in giving can add up. A lot of times people forget that the small gifts can actually add up to quite a bit. I figured that if everybody in the parish gave an extra $1 a week at Mass, we would have over $30,000 more per year. If we want to keep our churches open and running, we need to take care of them, and that does cost money. So please consider your financial support of our parishes as you contemplate how it is that you will repay to God that which belongs to Him. Brothers and sisters, peace to you and to all who repay to God that which belongs to God.